frowned. Angie's an old lady, but a good farmer. We could use her knowledge. If she's alive, I'd like to bring her back and make her part of our clan, God willing. She didn't tell Michael how unlikely she thought it was that Angie would be alive. Her place was too close to the Patterson farm to be so lucky. But she had to check. They rode on in silence a while until they came in view of a small homestead. Cassie cried out a strangled scream as ahead of them Angie's home blazed. Wordlessly, Cassie and Michael dismounted and readied their rifles. They hitched the horses to a branch and then crept forward to investigate. Cassie soon wished she hadn't. Angie, the happy and harmless elderly lady who'd traded her delicious preserves to Cassie in exchange for a bit of help now and then, lay spread-eagled on the hood of her car. She didn't have any real meat on her bones, so she'd thankfully been spared being carved into food. But those damn assholes had slit her throat. Nailed to the back of her head was a single board torn from her house, judging by the paint on it, and in her blood they had written on it, "Hoarder." Michael spat, "Fuck these bastards. We gotta hunt them down. I've never seen anything like this, not even from those fucking barbarian ragheads in Krapganistan." Michael grew eerily quiet, and his intensity was frightening. Instead of flinching, however, Cassie reached over and put her hand